So we've just come to the end of the second session at £1.40, and we're talking about Twitter and news, and kind of the role and value of Twitter, and potentially its importance or not. And I was wondering if anyone wanted to jump in and say a couple of things, what they thought.
We talked about a lot, actually, in this session. Covered off big national press, and talked about local press as well, and I think identify that there are significant differences in the way that social reporting and citizen journalism, the role that plays within those particular news sources. I'm not sure that we reached any particular conclusions, except that perhaps hyper-local news is something that we all felt was a good thing, and that perhaps that's where citizen journalism and social media might have more of an impact, more input.
I completely agree, yeah. It was how hyper-local can we go to a certain extent, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely, I think there's more opportunities for citizen journalism locally than there is nationally or internationally, except where you do get a big breaking news like the earthquake or something like that. That's where citizen journalism comes into its own again. So, yeah, interesting. But I don't think we came to any conclusion.
I don't think it's up to us to fix it in 20 minutes.
Oh, it would be nice to, though, wouldn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Just to say, well, we've done that.
hasn't it been interesting, though, that a lot of the conversation that we've had has been about what is news anyway?
Yeah,
what is news? Yeah. And maybe, you know, social media kind of challenges the traditional media, and maybe it's kind of redefining what news is for all of us. Maybe news isn't what the newspaper decides is news, but news is what I decide.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it gives me.
And everyone can create their own newspaper from the web anyhow, by RSS feeds and so on.
It's that kind of... We used to go out and find the news, and then the news finds us. It sounds a bit weird, but...
I'd say it's the other way around. I mean, as you said, the news used to be what was in the newspapers. And now you go out and just grab whatever streams of information you want and make that the news.
But I think we felt that reflection and analysis was something that there was still very much a role for professional journalists to be able to do that. And that... You know, when you discover a journalist who becomes your trusted source, then that's something that's a very valuable relationship.
Yeah, one of the themes we discussed was whether Twitter is devaluing traditional media. The argument is that you could get your news from Twitter and not bother with the newspaper and so on, but the counter-argument was that we're discovering more things on Twitter and therefore actually consuming more of the trusted sources. So there's a debate over what exactly Twitter was, what effect Twitter was having on traditional media.
Thank you very much.